it's really easy to try to change just your actions and not change your identity. And if you can really change your identity to be, I am disciplined, I am smart, I am a machine, I am not controlled by fear or greed or cowardice. If you can change that identity about yourself as a trader, well then dang, the actions kind of come naturally. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. So I've been doing something kind of new the last few weeks that I've been really liking a lot. And Jordan, I thought I would I would tell you about it while also recording, so we could double up and save ourselves time and do a podcast episode at the same time. I got this from one of the podcasts I listen to. She talks about not about trading at all. She's a psychologist, and talks about different things like habit changing, and she's an addiction recovery person. She's also, so this is kind of going to be right up your alley. And she was talking about something that I had never really done before, because I'm very much a very practical, pragmatic person, and I don't like anything that gives off, you know, astrology vibes. And so when I hear the term like mantra, or, you know, belief plan, or, you know, like positive reinforcement, you know, it sounds like a big waste of time. But she was talking about it, so you know what? I decided to give it a shot. What I am talking about are like a trading mantra, something that you tell yourself before you trade. And so I thought I'd give it a shot. And I've been doing it for the last few weeks, and I really, really love it. And just to give people, I think other people might find this a little bit useful too, and you might too. The reason having something you tell yourself before you trade, and mine goes, I won't read it, but it's essentially, hey, what do you believe about yourself, right? You're a good trader. You are not controlled by fear or greed, right? You're disciplined, right? You're a machine, right? You have an edge that you've developed over long hours that no one else is willing to put in, and you just exploit it, right? Like these beliefs that you have, or that you want to have, because we often struggle with self-doubt, but essentially just like a paragraph. And I did this. I wrote out essentially a paragraph of who I want to be, or who I believe I am when I'm a successful trader. And I just read that before I trade. And I have found it really, really useful. And the idea behind this is essentially, and you can talk about this, Jordan, because you know a lot about this, and you know, like you've talked about before, you do these addiction recovery, you're in charge of these rehabilitation centers. And the idea behind this is that we are controlled by who we believe we are, right? Oftentimes we try to control our actions when your actions just flow naturally out of who you believe you are, right? So if you see yourself as a smoker, you will smoke. I don't smoke. I would never be, I never want to smoke, because I'm not a smoker, right? And these beliefs about yourself change who you are. There's a really incredible, incredible study that was done on students, underperforming students taking tests. And, all they were told, there was a control group that just took the test, and then there was other groups that were just told, hey, pretend like you're someone smart. Pretend like you're Albert Einstein while you're in there taking the test. That's all, right? That's the only difference. You know, go in there and just play pretend that you're a smart person. The craziest part about this was the students who went in just pretended like they were smart performed statistically and significantly better than the control group. that kind of blew my mind. And it just goes, it went to show me that, hey, you can just having different beliefs about yourself and reminding yourself about who you really are can unlock something really, really crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of share that with you. I found it really, really interesting. I kind of want to see what your thoughts were.
Wow. The power of self-perception and the power of your brain, as we've talked about, is essentially infinite, right? Like, you can make yourself believe anything. And the problem is, you can make yourself believe everything, right? So you can make your, it's a great thing. It's a double-sided sword, right? It's in one side, it's super powerful. And if you use it correctly, your potential is almost, I'm not going to use that guru word of limitless, but it kind of is. And the other way is absolutely true as well. You had mentioned that study, which, yeah, absolutely agree. I think we've probably, it's come to light recently again, but there was a study done. It was actually done back in the 80s of essentially where students were told that they were studying the effects that facial scars or, you know, facial marring had on social interaction, so to speak, and on people. And so they essentially took a bunch of students, had a makeup artist put a scar on them, showed them how the scar looked, and then, of course, told them they had to touch it up, removed that scar, didn't tell the student, and the student goes out thinking they still have this huge scar on their face, right? And overwhelmingly in that study, those people reported back that people were staring at their scars, that they were mean to them, that they were rude to them, and guess what? They didn't have any scar on their face. They were the scar had been, and it just showed because they went out thinking, I have this huge scar on my face, I'm disfigured, this is how people are going to treat me or may look at me. That is how they perceive the entire world around them. And so, yeah, well, it sounds a little bit, I don't know, it sounds a little bit mantra-y, as you said to begin with. The view of yourself is so impactful. This is honestly a big reason why I personally am a Christian, not to go off on a tangent, but the fact is because it gives me an identity that I otherwise wouldn't have. Now, you know, everyone has their own place that they find identity, right? They identify, whether it's in religion or your family or your work. People are always going to find identity. And the people who don't find identity, guess what? They're the people that end up at my drug and alcohol rehab centers.
Yeah, well, and using your religion analogy, this is why, by the way, most religions preach, and specifically Christianity, because I know Christianity the best, but there are a ton of other religions all talk about like the need for like a whole new, when there's quote unquote conversion, right? A whole new change, like a new person, right? This rebirth is not just a Christian view. This is in a ton of religions, right? Rebirth and this kind of the phoenix rising from the ashes. And like, because when you just try to change your actions, you all know those religious people who are there to just live their life in in shame and guilt, trying to force action, trying to be better and stop doing bad things, when like their identity hasn't changed. They're still a broken person inside. They haven't been reborn, right? There's this need, and talking about addiction specifically, there's this need to, while you're trying to change your actions, if you're addicted to alcohol, if you're addicted to, you know, cigarettes or porn or whatever, right? Like everybody's got their addictions. You need to not just be focusing on your actions. You need to be focusing on your identity. You need to be trying to change who are you, right? Are you a smoker? Do you identify as a smoker? Well, as long as you identify as a smoker, you're going to have a real hard time avoiding the cigarettes, right? You need to be working on, and obviously the actions and the identity go hand in hand. But it's really, really important to try to change your identity. And that's why I found it really helpful to kind of have just this mantra that I tell myself every morning about who I am as a trader, because it's really easy to try to just change your actions, right? Oh, I got out early. Oh, I had FOMO. I got in early, or blah, 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 right? I moved my stop loss when I shouldn't have because I was afraid. I have fear. I had greed. It's really easy to try to change just your actions and not to try to change your identity. And if you can really change your identity to be, I am disciplined, I am smart, I am a machine, I am not controlled by fear or greed or cowardice. If you can change that identity about yourself as a trader, well, then dang, the actions kind of come naturally. And that's what I think has been really helpful for me. And I've really liked it so far.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I mean, you can see how this works in your everyday life, no matter how it is, because again, like if you identify as someone who works out, guess what? There is a whole life change that happens to identifying yourself as a healthy person. If you identify as a healthy person, suddenly when you go to the grocery store, you're going to make different decisions on what you buy. When you go to get ready to work out or wake up and do stuff, you're going to identify yourself differently because you identify as a healthy person. And so I totally agree with you when it comes to trading. You need to identify what identifies to you as a trader. And then you want to just go with it, right? So you're looking at becoming a trader. And then once you feel like this, I am a trader, and then you go, okay, this is what traders do. So thereby, that's what I'm doing. It's, you know, it's kind of the opposite of my favorite, of course, Office quote. I ask myself, you know, is this something a dubber would do? And then if it was yes, then, you know, I don't do it. It's the same thing. Is this what a trader would do? And then if not, I don't do it. And so, yeah, it's a very powerful thing. The brain is your most powerful tool. Like it's what gives you your edge, right? Like our brain is more powerful than this, you know, the most powerful supercomputer. We don't really even know how it works. It was definitely designed as an amazing tool. So use it. Use it to your advantage because it's honestly the only edge that you have as a trader is your brain.